Well, you know, healing can be different for each person. For a literal healing of a disease, like Carmen was from his cancer. I mean, like, even though, of course, he died recently, he had been cancer-free for a long while before it returned. You know, sometimes it can be healing from spiritual oppression or possession, and, you know, to healing in the heart and mind of a person who's been scarred from abuse in the past. We can receive it in genuine prayer. Like we've already touched on this passage tonight, James 5, verses 13 through 15. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Mm. And we ask everything in Jesus' name to be healed or be delivered from whatever we're experiencing. But keep in mind, we may not get that deliverance from it, such as the Apostle Paul, who had to deal with his thorn in the flesh that he asked to be removed, of course, three times. And what did God say to him? My grace is sufficient for you. So, yes, we ask in his name, but realize that, you know, we have to ask if it's his will. You know, as James 4:15 says, instead you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Because a lot of times, you know, when people are praying for something, I kind of hear this phrase, you know, we declare this. It's like, well, are you really able to declare it? You know, it's, scripture says you're to ask. So ask away. But be prepared, the answer may be no. And we can't claim everything in Jesus' name and just expect it to happen. You know, sometimes the ultimate healing for a person is to be taken home to be with the Lord. And I know that's hard, you know, because I've been through that with family. You know, you don't want the person to suffer any longer. You know, the ultimate healing is to be face-to-face with the Lord. You know, absent from the body, present with the Lord. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to be present with God, you know?
Yeah, I think that, definitely a very sensitive topic, because I can think of a handful of people even right now who've experienced things just like you went through as well. That's, you know, it's really difficult, because it would be awesome to just see everyone all the time just being in perfect health. Of course, we want to see this, but it's a hard thing even as a human hearing no or... So like, I remember this happened even to me once, and this wasn't correct. I didn't do this right, where I was so fixated on something that I thought was God's will, and it turned out like it wasn't even God's will. He was working out something that was so much better, but I didn't see that. So I was like, no, like I'm going all in on this, and see, I almost like willed it to be God's will. If that makes sense or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, no, like, even though it wasn't, I told myself, yeah, this is definitely God's will. And I just went all in behind this. This is my immaturity at the time. And I think a lot of us come to that place, you know, when really it's like, God, you know, you give, you take away, your will, not mine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Cause, and I know this is hard for a lot of people too, because like, I remember a church that was down the road from us when we lived in Bowmanville. Their pastor, you know, had cancer, and they prayed and they prayed as a church, but he still died.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were just like, so now what? You know, well, because, you know, they were just like, well, we prayed this in Jesus' name. Why didn't it happen?
Well, and it's very interesting, because sometimes we think that our prayers are only, you know, going towards one specific outcome.
Yeah.
You know, when really... your prayers are valid. It's just, they're never not valid. Prayers are always valid when they line up with God's will.
Yeah.
But sometimes, just like I mentioned, it's like we pray our will over a situation instead of maybe taking a step back and saying, God, like, what's your will? And I know that's a big complicated thing. Like, it's even too big to get into right now over a few moments, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But really good thought starters though.
For sure it is. Yeah.